An updated independent study shows that red meat exports account for 12% of the per bushel price for U.S. corn and 9% of the price for U.S. soybeans. Dave Judé, senior analyst for World Perspectives, conducted the study on behalf of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He has more details in this USMEF report.
The rate of growth in corn use since 2015, food, seed, industrial has grown 2%. Feed has grown with the livestock industry and poultry industry 6%. Direct exports are up 9%. And the indirect exports of corn through red meat are up 28%. One in every four bushels of added feed demand was due to beef and pork exports. So how do we come up with what it means to a bushel of corn? There's a lot of moving parts, but we look at the year prior and take the market situation, take the stocks to use ratio to the price over the course of the year, and that gives us an idea of where corn prices would come out. Also, almost 3 million tons of distillers' grains were used. That's about $412 million revenue for ethanol mills. Red meat exports are probably worth about 4 cents a gallon gross operating margin to an ethanol mill. The fastest growth in soybean meal use has been in pork exports. It's grown 28%. That is compared to 11% for feed and for direct exports. Basically, one in every 8 tons of added feed demand for soybean meal came from pork exports. Why does the rate of growth matter? Because commodities are priced on the margin. And pork exports or meat exports generally have a outsized impact on price.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Shealy.